This is the sound of poetry in St. Paul, Minnesota. Don't believe me? Well, let's try again. Now this is the sound of poetry in St. Paul, Minnesota. Picture in your mind's eye a city sidewalk drenched in sunshine, sounding the footsteps of pedestrians working off an hour at the computer or taking Fido for his afternoon constitutional. And you'll have a pretty good idea of sidewalk poetry. Only in this scenario, pedestrians halt to meditate on lines of verse embedded in the concrete. Here's one read by Marcus Young.
This is a poem by Carly Tressel. It's called The Second Love. He kissed the girl in the ballerina's skirt. It was a long one, like the kiss, drenching her sneakers in tulle.
Marcus Young is St. Paul's artist in residence. He's also the visionary behind Sidewalk Poetry, a collaborative effort between Public Art St. Paul and the city's Public Works Department.
The project came about because of the position I have within the city, and I had the wonderful opportunity to hang out with the sidewalk maintenance team. And here in St. Paul, every year we're repairing and reconstructing sidewalk, like up to 10 miles a year. They come out and repair sidewalk every year, and I noticed in the corners of sidewalks, sidewalk panels, there would be little stamps that indicate the construction company that did the work. You know, so it might say Knutson Construction or Standard Sidewalk. And I said, well, this is basically text in the sidewalk. Why don't we have different types of other kinds of text in the sidewalk? And when you start asking that question, the sidewalk begins to look like a sheet of paper that's blank. And so that was just a normal, silly question saying, well, this is obviously a big blank book, and why don't we start writing in it?
Bruce Beasy is the administration manager for the City of St. Paul's Public Works Department.
The first year we did this in 2008, we had a very, very successful contest for poems. I think we had upwards of 6,000 entries in the contest. And 20 poems were selected to be installed in the sidewalk. And of those, in 2008, they had a goal of stamping 100 locations or panels with a poem, and they did that. And they did a similar number last year, and slowly but surely we're turning the city into a book of poetry.
Ann Piper sits outside Nina's Cafe on the corner of Selby and Western, the same intersection graced by her sidewalk poetry.
Not Like Fire by Ann Piper. Nothing flaming or even potentially aflame. Nothing that caught up with danger. Nothing racing to take control or possession or no prisoners. No, our love was never like that.
I think poems really connect to people's souls or to what people think and feel but don't necessarily express. I think it's a pretty common experience to read a poem and think, oh yeah, yeah, I really get that. That's what I think too. You know, so you can really recognize kind of more your inner feelings and thoughts and bring them out, give them a voice in a way because someone else has done it for you.
I'm Ellen Barr and I live at Selby and Kent on Cathedral Hill in St. Paul.
Barr encounters the poetry on daily walks with her dog.
Walking down the street and reading a poem is just such a rare thing, and so many of them are more meaningful to me than I would have thought when I saw them the first time. Every one I stop and think about, and I think, yeah, you know, that could be me, or that I can really relate to that, because most of them are very simple but very deep. This is my favorite poem in the neighborhood. It's called Bad Day. The red lid unscrewed from the jar of extra crunchy, almost empty, and the full mounded spoon, half shoved in my mouth, says it all. I don't want to talk.
Go to publicartstpaul.org to learn more about sidewalk poetry. This is Britt Ahmet for KFAI.
Funding for 10,000 Fresh Voices comes from listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.